Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back free after the hour. Little Marvin Gaye bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with a great American entrepreneur. Tito Beveridge, ladies and gentlemen, is the founder and the president and the chief mixer over at Tito's Handmade Vodka. He makes a wonderful 80-proof vodka. And I don't drink a lot of vodka, but when I do, I drink Tito's. And at first, Tito, because you sent me a bottle. Thank you, by the way, for that.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Hey, so it's titosvodka.com. So check that out, folks. Tito was telling us in the previous segment about his journey that he took to get where he is. Did you notice, Tito, that all these different things that you did leading up to where you are right now, at the time, they seemed like they were so disconnected, it made you feel like, you know, I have no direction, I'm just kind of wandering around out here in the wilderness. But finally, at some point in time, there was a certain level of critical mass that showed you that without those experiences, you couldn't be doing what you're doing right now?
That's exactly right. I mean, when I was looking at my resume, I had the oil and gas business, the environmental business, and the mortgage business, which none of them have anything to do with each other. And then, you know, when I started Tito's Handmade Vodka, I started actually operating it. You know, I realized that things I'd learned in the oil business, you know, about, you know, getting things done and some of the science and engineering. I'd been certified in explosives and stuff, and of course, you know, alcohol's flammable. And
dealing with the government regulators. I mean, you're in a highly regulated industry. Your experience with the government regulators had to have helped you.
Yeah, project management and stuff, and the environmental business. I dealt with, you know, with the feds and the state. You know, with the
How long did it take you to get the state to allow you to open a distillery in Texas?
Well, it took a couple of years because they when I first went to them, they told me that I couldn't do it, and I said why, and they said because of the code. And then I got a copy of the code and read the code, and I was like, came back to them and said, you know, there's nothing in there that says that, and they're like, yeah, it is. And I go, I read the code. They're like, you read the code? I said, yeah. You read the code? They go, no. I said, well, who's read the code around here? Found somebody read the code, and they go, yeah, you're right. But then they said, okay, if you get a permit from the feds, then we'll give you a permit here in Texas. And so then I had to go to the ATF, and it was kind of a similar thing. They were like you can't do it. You got to be a big corporation. And so I was like, where does it say that? You know, and got the code and everything, and I kind of, you know, unbeknownst to me, I kind of started this, what I call the American craft distilling movement. Back to the old fashioned pot still is, you know, kind of how they still make some of the single malt scotches and high end cognacs. And so I went back to the old fashioned pot still and I started, you know, making Tito's Handmade Vodka and I make it out of corn and it's 100%.
I thought vodka had to be made from potatoes.
You know, when I first got into it, I thought so too. But it ends up, you know, most vodka is made out of wheat, and so I make mine out of corn. And we ended up, you know, kind of trying to, you know, I really just started as a one man show. You know, I tried to raise money, and nobody, you know, put in on it, and so I ended up, you know, I had like 19 credit cards, and, you know, the land I bought with the credit card check, and talked the guy into owner financing it, and, you know, got a ditch witch and brought in the water line, and, you know, basically built a
only, small... hey, Tito, only in America
it's a crazy deal, you know. I mean, what's really crazy is, like, looking back on it, it almost seems like another life, you know, because the first 8 years
were
just horrible.
But it didn't seem strange at that time. You were on a mission at that time, weren't you? It didn't seem strange. It probably didn't seem far-fetched. You just said, you know what, this is, at this point in your life, you said, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, didn't you?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, it just sounded like a lot of fun to me. And I didn't really realize.
Well, all right, so let me, I only got about a minute left. Has it been fun?
It has been fun. It's been a great ride. I couldn't imagine.
Are you glad you did it? Is this what you're going to do the rest of your life?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. I mean, we ended up winning the World Spirits Competition. And,
wow.
And I mean, I've got if you look at Bob Petito,
from a ditch witch to a global award. How about that?
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at a bottle, it's got a brown paper label and a copper top. But if you look at the label, like the Pop Still logo in the middle,
right?
Like, I did that on CorelDRAW. You know, and I'm a geologist. I'm not an artist. I mean, like,
folks, if you drink vodka. Go out and buy a bottle of Tito's vodka. You're not only going to like it, you're going to be part of this great American entrepreneurial story. Tito, I'm proud of you. Good for you, son.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Come back again. Let's get you back on the show. You got more to teach us. How about that?
I'd be happy to. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks, Tito. Tito'sVodka.com, folks. Check that out. You can buy it, I'm sure, wherever they sell vodka. So check that out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.